right, back at it. A lot going on in Michigan, but there could be a lot more going on if there were more people available to go to work. Right now, according to industry leaders, there are at least 9,000 construction jobs in Michigan that remain unfilled today that need to be. Joining me here, Jimmy Green, the CEO of the Greater Michigan Chapter of the Associated Builders and Contractors. Jimmy, good to have you back.
Well, thank you so much. I always appreciate being on your show. It's great to be heard.
Yeah, 9,000 jobs. I mean, that's no small thing, but, you know, you can't go anywhere these days without seeing help wanted, signing bonus, join our team, all this stuff. But the jobs we're talking about here, construction jobs, I mean, these could be not just jobs, but careers, real money, a real opportunity, right?
I will tell you that, and we definitely make the distinction between a job and a career. I don't know anybody who's in our trades who does something else, which makes it a career. So they don't have jobs, they have careers, and we're really excited about that. But to your point, yeah, there are a lot of help wanted signs out, but there's certainly not signs out for carpenters, electricians. I mean, this is a pathway we want people to take, but you don't hang a shingle out because of the vast training that's required to come into our trades. But the help we definitely, definitely need. It's a great career pathway, and that need is very real.
Well, it is. So tell me what's available out there, what kind of companies are looking for. And are we in the midst, because I'm confused. I heard a couple of big construction companies, road paving companies and so forth, we're not working at the capacity they could. Maybe it's because they don't have enough employees, because I see plenty of road jobs out there. Right, go ahead.
The employees, definitely. You're absolutely right about road construction. We're getting a lot of backlog. You can only do so much work with so many people. And we've got infrastructure monies that are still not being spent from budgets 3, 4, 5 years ago. And now we're talking about more influx of monies coming in for infrastructure, too, with basically the same kind of work crew. I don't think it takes a mathematician to figure out that something has to give, and unfortunately, it's going to be the work. We just simply can't do all the work that's out there right now, but we can definitely use the help. I mean, on every single trade, specific trade, we can use good people.
So when you talk about these jobs, where do people go find them? I mean, how do they get involved with this? We've got all this infrastructure that we want to work on. We've got, you know, fix the damn roads. And whether or not you like the governor, we want the roads fixed. These things are not interdependent, right? It doesn't matter. The roads need to be fixed in a number of places. But how are we going to get all of these things done if we don't have the manpower or woman power, as
Well, you're right. And you know, here's the issue, too. First of all, you can go to ABC. You can go to abcmi.com, and I will direct you to any training facilities around the state in order to enter the trade. So that's abcmi.com. And I'll certainly be a GPS guide for that. But back to your point, too, with the governor, yes, she does want to fix the damn roads, and I agree with her on that premise. But I think it's also important for her to unleash a workforce that I believe, quite frankly, is underpaid, and it's because they don't have the access or opportunities to enter into the career trades with people like our construction companies, for example. This stipend that comes out of the federal government and along with unemployment, I mean, this is truly problematic. I mean, it doesn't incentivize anybody. It's a disincentivization for folks to get out there, join the workforce, come into the trades, and then wind up having a really good career.
Yeah. I mean, these are really good careers, really good opportunities, places people need to be. And I know there's a number of places out there where some of these big companies, the big construction companies that are out there working, looking for people. I mean, and what kind of pay are we talking about? I mean, honestly, even if you came in as an entry-level person, you're 18, 19 years old, or you're looking for something new to do because you want to change careers, you're bored with what you're doing, even an entry-level position, it's going to be pretty good pay, isn't it?
Yeah, one of the great things I really love, Steve, is the fact that people who come into our industry in particular, they don't have to wrestle between should I stay at home on unemployment or should I join a career in construction. They certainly enter the workforce at way above minimum wage. And because we drive on a merit system, you know, the fact that they come in somewhere doesn't mean that's where they stay. So we have people who come in at an entry level of $15 an hour, and based on work product, based on their own investment in their career pathway, I mean, these folks are climbing the ladder to $20, $25, $30 an hour. And again, it depends on the trade. We have welders who are making up to $30, $40. We have plumbers who are making $50, $60 an hour. So we're not talking about people who are vacillating between, should I make more money on unemployment or should I make more money in a career? That's not even part of the equation here. Once they enter into the trades, these are folks who typically will advance based on that expertise and any other opportunities out there to make more money. It's very transitory. Our folks, you know, if the work slows down in Michigan, they go to North Carolina, Texas, Florida, any place where they're doing that. So that's one of the things I love about our industry is it's so mobile. So your money doesn't have to be made here. God knows I want to keep them here in the state of Michigan. But the fact of the matter is we train people to take that skill set anywhere they want to go and make a really, really good living.
Yeah, a really good. And because you make another good point here. A lot of people left Michigan at different times. You know, the last person to leave Michigan turned the lights out. I remember the signs and the bumper stickers. You probably do, too.
I do.
But right now, you can kind of write your own ticket. If you want to work in northern Michigan, and let's be honest, what a gorgeous place northern Michigan is, right? Or west Michigan or southeast Michigan. You can pick your place on the map. I want to work in this part of the state. There's probably going to be jobs available, aren't there?
That and the fact that, look, there are some people who have more of an entrepreneurial mindset. There are folks who come into our industry who say, I don't want to work for anybody. I want to work for myself. So that gives them an opportunity to hang their shingle up. You don't have to work with an electrician. You can be the electrician. You don't have to work with a carpenter. You can be the carpenter. So that again, that mobility and the ability to go from entrepreneurialism to entrepreneurialism is right there. It's right at your fingertips, and it's right in your skill sets. So those expertise, those certifications, those all those accreditations, they follow you and your skill set. So the world's an oyster when it comes to the trades, as far as I'm concerned, and it's so vast, the opportunities. It's amazing. I've seen it, you know, in my 13 years at ABC, I've seen folks who go from an apprenticeship level to a business owner, and that's one of the most gratifying things I think we do is we not only create jobs, but we become the job creators, too.
Well, absolutely, that's the thing. So tell folks real quick what ABC is and your role in all of this.
Well, I'm the CEO and president for ABC Michigan. My job is obviously simple. It's to advocate for opportunities for anybody, whether they're labor-affiliated or not, for good construction jobs here in the state of Michigan and beyond to keep open and competitive all bidding in this state because that's a great taxpayer benefit. I think that's one of the things we never get credit for, but when people look at quality, when they look at safety, when they look at those things, ABC is at the forefront of that. And as long as the state is free and open for competitive bidding with really good construction companies, then I'm doing my job.
Yes, I think you're doing a great job. We need to attract more people. These are good jobs, good opportunities, and a good chance for you to do something good right now. I greatly appreciate you being here, as always. Jimmy Green, CEO of the Greater Michigan Chapter of the Associated Builders and Contractors. Jimmy, we'll do our best. We're putting the word out there. Let's see if we can find some folks to fill those jobs.
Well, you got a great voice, so thank you so much. I appreciate your advocacy.
All right, my friend. Have a great day. There you have it, Jimmy Green on the program. And he's here from time to time. 9,000 jobs, my friends. 9,000. I mean, if you need a new opportunity and you don't want to get college debt, you're a young person, make some money for a year or two. Not a bad idea. We'll be right back. Did you know that other rust-proofing companies drill holes in your doors when applying their products, which, oddly enough, can cause more rust problems down the road? Linex of Lansing doesn't believe that more holes will protect your vehicle. Instead, we use our painstakingly careful and thorough process that uses an atomizing application method. So this is not your generic undercoating application. It's a complete rust-blocking solution for the rust-prone areas of your vehicle. We also carry a lifetime warranty on vehicles 90 days old and newer. And remember, we're not just bed liners and truck accessories. We are your rust-proofing and undercoating specialists. So protect your vehicle the right way the first time with Linex of Lansing. Visit linexoflansing.com or call Linex of Lansing at 517-394-1222. Linex of Lansing, 517-394-1222.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
Raise your health IQ on everything in school sports, from concussions to nutrition and much, much more, at the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. You can download information and take a variety of free online health courses. It's the hub dedicated to helping schools provide a healthy participation environment for student athletes. Just click Health and Safety from the homepage of the MHSAA website. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.